Paul?
Yeah, hi. Not sure what happened with that call getting disconnected there. But
yeah.
Did you have a chance to take a look at the email I sent out to you?
Briefly.
Briefly. Did you have any questions at this point?
So how does this work?
Okay. So when positions become available, it's our job as a Google partner to find the right company to work with. Of course, you know, once we find that company, we actually have to close out the category. So we'd be working exclusively with you for this particular listing. We'll create all the content that Google wants to see, including a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Facebook paid ads. Of course, we'll build that website for you, attach it to the Facebook ads. You'll be listed on the first page of Google. And, of course, Bing as well. It's a month-to-month service. There's no contract. And, of course, that means no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. So it's very, very different than a lead-based service. You're not going to be paying for a lead or chasing that lead down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. It just simply means more phone calls directly to you and a high-quality call, too. I mean, when someone looks at your website and then decides to call you, it's usually because they want to hire you for your services. And whether it's 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small jobs, residential or commercial jobs, it's just that fixed flat rate, that $299 a month.
One more panel.
Are you using Angie? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, I'm using Angie's right now.
Is it working for you? I mean, are you getting jobs out of it?
I get a bunch of leads, and I've had like two jobs, but I just started on the weekend.
Got it. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're getting any of the jobs coming from those leads, I mean, as long as your conversion rate is not bad, it might be something that you want to continue with. It does not conflict at all with being a top option on the first page of Google. The two of them can work side by side. I do hear from a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service that they prefer to get calls directly to them. And most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on their leads. They keep their leads paused more often. They cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually shut their lead service off altogether, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. They all do work about the same. You get a lead and a couple of your competitors get the exact same lead. So sometimes it's hard to even get in touch with somebody or hard enough to maintain a high enough conversion rate to manage or to warrant keeping those leads going. But like I said, the two of them don't conflict at all. They can work quite well. This, though, would get your phone ringing directly. So it's kind of, you know, basically the opposite of what you've got with Angie. Instead of chasing down a lead, customers are calling you directly. Instead of that lead going out to a handful of your competitors, we work exclusively with you. It's all designed to get you the highest return on investment possible. It's actually my job to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. That $299 does reflect a 50% reduction in the cost of that package. That platinum package with the Facebook and the website and everything else included, it's normally $599 a month. So I'm cutting that package in half just to make it affordable for you, but we certainly would have to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us on our end.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, keeping you as a satisfied client, earning your business 1 month at a time, your success is our success. That's kind of how we've kept our doors open for more than 20 years, providing a quality service at a fair price and keeping our clients on board, not because, you know, they're under contract. Of course, it's month to month, but our clients do keep the service because it's profitable. One thing you might like is if you're one of those business owners that wants to be hands-on with the content, that is out there for your business, you'll have access through your client dashboard, which is your tracking and your reporting. You can see exactly where the work's coming from and how much work you're getting. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. You'll also have access to a website editor tool. So if you wanted to add photos yourself, if you wanted to put in like a senior discount, holiday, military special, 10% off a specific service, you can make changes to your website. Now, whether you're making those changes or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that, Carlos. Everything can be updated down the road. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Again, we're not trying to nickel and dime you here. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you. We're not the phone company or cable provider. It's actually my job as a pricing director to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can, keep it simple, straightforward pricing. Like I said, there's just the one-time setup fee that attaches to only the first month. That $99 setup fee means your initial investment would be $398. And then every month after that, it drops down to that exact amount of $299.
That sounds pretty good.
It's really designed for one job to offset the cost of the service. The website's included. Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, multiple pages, multiple tabs, all the content that you want to put on there, mission statement, motto, slogan, and your photos. And of course, if we send you a job and you want to add more photos, you can take photos or videos. We can add that to your website down the road. It's like I said, all inclusive, that $299. And it's designed for one job to offset the cost of the service, even for many months. You know, it's not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even at that $299. Like I said, it's just our job to make it affordable for you, keep your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. One thing that I might have mentioned, but I do want to kind of go into more detail here, that $299 package has $100 of Facebook ads included. That's the original $100, even when it was $599. I cut the cost of the package in half, but not the budget for the Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks every month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page. Now, that does mean if they've done a search on Google or Bing for any of the keywords related to your services, for the next dozen times they're on their Facebook page, those ads pop up, kind of reminding them that they're still in the market, still trying to find someone to call. They might even remember seeing your business when they did that original search on Google or Bing. And then, of course, you'll also have those ads run as part of the live stream of the people and places that you want to service, specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods. If they scroll right past it, it costs nothing. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents. But with 400 clicks a month, you're not going to be coming out of pocket per lead, click, call, or job. It would only ever be that exact amount. And it's a fixed rate. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, it would just be that exact amount.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Did you have any particular preference of residential over commercial? Are you looking for a nice mix?
Well, a nice mix would be good.
Yeah.
Most of my experience is from the commercial side.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, we'll target both residential and commercial. And then, of course, the best part about it is that you get to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, whether they're big jobs or small jobs, closer to home or, you know, whatever the case might be. You know, it's our job just to keep your phone ringing. You've got that logo that I see there. It's on your Angie profile. We can use that logo on the website that we build. In fact, if you decide that you like Angie, I mean, you're probably going to keep it anyway, right? I mean, we can link your Angie profile to your website. So anything that you've already got working right now will continue to work for you. It's just going to work better. It's going to reach more people. So that's going to get your phone ringing, and that's the whole point of it.
Yeah, that would be better. That's one that has Angie's. I'm trying to leave, getting multiple bids, and sometimes most of the time you miss out on bids. Cause...
Right. Yeah, I talk to a lot of business owners that say that, and, you know, the thing about a lead-based service is you might get the lead hours or even days after one of your competitors gets that same exact lead. By the time you try calling it, they might have scheduled it with somebody else already. In fact, more than once, I've talked to a business owner who says he got the lead and called at the same moment, and then they already said that the job's been done already, not just scheduled with somebody else, but it's already been completed. So, I mean, obviously, that's kind of a waste of your time. And, of course, you know, like I said, this is going to get your phone ringing directly. Nobody goes on Google and types in electrical work near me or panel upgrade because they're practicing their typing. You know, they go on Google in the exact moment that they're trying to find someone to call. So having your business and having a website for you to be one of those things that people see, that's going to be perfect for you. And again, you know, instead of chasing down a lead, you're getting those phone calls, and it will be from someone who most likely took the time to take a look at your website. You know, they're making an informed choice. They're dialing your number because they want to work with you. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the number you want on the website?
Yeah, especially for right now. So
for now.
If it picks up and I can do a business line, they'll be...
Yeah. And like I said, anything and everything can be updated at any point in time. For now, we will list this as the primary phone number, but let us know if that ever does change. And then I did see an address on the Angie profile, but correct me if I'm wrong here. Your business is service based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer.
I'm trying to multitask right here.
No, I appreciate that, and I'm happy to be sharing your time and thankful for the time you're giving me. I definitely understand it's a work day, and I thank you for taking the call. The 1891 Alameda Street in Pomona, that's the address that's on your Angie profile. But you're service based, right? Meaning you go to the customer, no one comes to you. That's not necessarily an address you would even want the public to know about, right?
Yeah. That's the address I live at. It's kind of the address I operate at. But, yeah, I go to
That's how Google expects it to be, right? I mean, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a showroom or a brick-and-mortar storefront. I mean, you obviously provide a service and go out to the customer. And on the same token, Google doesn't want to list that street address. They don't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you do, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're only going to be listed city and state, not even that zip code. Of course, we can, you know, Diamond Bar, San Dimas, anywhere in that 50-mile radius. We do not, like, draw a big circle around you. We do target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. Now, like I said, with the listing on Google, you just get calls directly to you. Your website, though, will have a contact form. Residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, Tara did not get your last name.
Figueroa, Figueroa.
Okay. And then, Mr. Figueroa, of course, when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. We will email things out to you. But did you have a question? I mean, did you have a preference as to how we reach out to you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Oh, all of those work. Phone, text,
all of them?
Email. I check my email a couple times a day.
Okay, great. Yeah, so there's always going to be a little bit of like redundancy built into it. Like if we call you, we don't reach you, we'll probably leave a text message, send an email, that type of thing. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Mr. Figueroa, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will speak with you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of basic knowledge questions off the top of your head. The other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, reducing the setup fee, including the website, etc. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I am, however, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense to you at the end, we would move forward from there. Carlos, is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Mr. Figueroa, give me just 1 second here, then, to get that pulled up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Genesis Energy Solutions.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Figueroa, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Carlos Figueroa Hernandez. I am the owner of Genesis Energy Solutions.
And then as the owner...
CEO.
As the CEO, then, of Genesis Energy Solutions, Carlos, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Carlos, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Figueroa, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. It does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it's month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie. There is no conflict there. The reason we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for Genesis Energy Solutions, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And then equally or even more important is we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Carlos, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the one-time setup fee as well as the monthly cost, with the website being included, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 30th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. Carlos, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. Again, that $299 is a fixed flat rate, which means it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. I mean, the service could, if necessary, be paused seasonally. I don't think that's the case here, but all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Figueroa, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Carlos, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
Visa.
Discover Visa. Is it your name on the card, first and last?
Yes, it's Carlos Hernandez.
Okay. And that's H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4, all Visa cards do.
Yes.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4-0-0-0.
Mm-hmm.
2-2-2-1.
Okay.
7-7-6-4.
Yes, sir.
7-4-8-6.
And then the expiration month and year?
10-28.
10 of 2028, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
395.
So I have 395 on the back. I've got October, yeah, or 10 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 40-00-22-21-77-64-74-86?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 1891 Alameda Street in Pomona, 91768?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
I actually do not.
That's okay. You're going to get it by text, or by email, I should say. You'll get that by email in the next minute or so. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. If you email the support team, you can do that 24/7, of course. They will follow up with you in that same business day. If they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on that welcome email as well. Now, you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will, Carlos, be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, I did want to walk you through a couple of things. Just let me know when you receive that. The only other...
I just got the email right now.
You did. Okay, so let me get that open right now. You're going to get a couple of emails. Of course, your welcome email is still on its way, but the one that you received is the one that I wanted you to open up. The one that says local splash initial invoice. That's the one that you received, right?
Yeah.
So if you open it up, it says, hello, Carlos. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click right on those two words. Click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, feel free to scroll above that long line. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus, though, because it's mainly the focus of everyone. But, you know, 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing. So you're going to have the same content on Bing to get those phone calls and opportunities. Of course, we're doing the website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads, etc. So that long line below it, it populates your mobile number in 3 boxes. We want you to click all 3 of those boxes. One that you do agree to receive SMS or text messages from us. One that you authorize that you're the certified holder and signer of the card. The other that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, but of course you can stop at any time. Once you have your 3 boxes clicked or checked, click in the longer box that says sign here, and then you're going to type in Carlos Hernandez. Of course, that's the way it is on the billing. Case sensitive usually, but once you've got your first and last name in that box, click the longer orangish colored box that says confirm signature. Carlos, if you're on your smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways just for that confirm signature to pop up just a little bit higher. But clicking on it does a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, reduced the setup fee, that we're doing the website. It will also allow us to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not, to do that initial NAPW audit. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that. If it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, give me one sec. I'm waiting on the, just gonna raise this panel up real quick.
No problem.
Okay, let me pull that up real quick. Okay, access dashboard. Okay, it says username and password. Do I have to create one there? Nope. Oh,
yeah, I am here. Sorry about that. I was on another screen. I was actually pulling up the client interview calendar. So you don't have to go that next step. You don't have to try to log in. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. But you were able to successfully submit that, right? I'm not seeing it.
It just took me directly to that to sign in.
Okay, interesting. I'll have to update that and see what's going on our end here. So yeah, you don't have to do that right now. As far as the login credentials, that's going to be on the welcome email. Let me refresh and see if you have received
okay,
that.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
So your username is not going to be something you can change. It's your phone number, 909-538-2132. Just numbers, no dashes, no parentheses, but it's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So you can't change that username. You can change the default password at any point in time. The other email that you got, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, any photos you can send there, doesn't have to be everything, but anything you send our way helps us expedite the process of kind of reassuring Google that you are an active business. So any photos of tools or equipment, any like the photo of the service vehicle, anything like that. If you have a business card, take a picture of that. You know, obviously it doesn't have to be everything on there. Other than that, I just need to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. We scheduled by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 what? Or 30 minutes.
Okay, I'd have to probably do that later this evening.
Okay, we could do as late as 4, or not, sorry, 3 o'clock today. Looks like 3 would be the latest we could do today. If not, we can try something tomorrow.
3 would be fine.
3? Okay, we can set you up for 3 o'clock. You're going to get a welcome or a reminder email at 2 o'clock, and I'll send you a calendar invite in just a minute here. The one thing that I wanted to do is just a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Genesis Energy Solutions, we would expect it to be you, but even so, we may still ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if you get calls a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if it is not a potential customer, if it's you know, someone, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information for you, then you should not entertain that phone call. Of course, if anyone asks you for more money for your Google listing, that would definitely be not be us. You should not speak with them. The voice verification was clear, and of course, it says that it only bills once a month at the flat rate of $2.99. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's go with first pet.
First pet. Okay, and then what is the answer?
Sultan.
You said Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
You have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then I'm still not seeing it update on my end that you were successful in submitting that form. But you did click the 3 boxes. You typed in your first and last name and hit submit.
I haven't done that just yet. I'm kind of hands-on at the moment.
Okay. So you might want to check that out. I don't know if you clicked directly on the Access Your Dashboard or if you clicked on the two words click here.
I could check. Yeah.
So it's the Local Splash initial invoice. It's the first email that you got. And then in the body of the email above where it says access your client dashboard, there's two words that say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you have that email in front of you?
No, I'm kind of busy at the moment.
That's okay. I'm also sending you out that calendar invite. That's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But if you get a moment, you might re-look at that. Our client interview technician can walk you through it if necessary.
Yeah.
I do have you on the calendar, though, for 3 o'clock this afternoon. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well just to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open. For any reason, I am on a call already. They'll call you on their own. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. You know, we'll start building out that website today. Real pleasure speaking with you. You look looking forward to getting this going here for you. And I do hope I'm able to say a quick hello to you in that 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate your patience in taking the call. We'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of the day.
All right.
Thank you.
You too.
Take care. Bye. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.